Conqueror cleaved through the alien flotilla, broadsides booming, stinging lashes of enemy fire dancing in mad colors across the abused void shields. This time the warship focused its hunt on a single target, chasing it down with the lumbering inevitability of a mammoth's charge. The enemy flagship was a contoured thing of arched wings and curving blades, all reaching from a lengthy, ridged hull. A torture device, given size and power enough to sail the stars. It rolled with insidious grace, dancing aside from the Conqueror's dive. In its wake, its knife-winged support ships unleashed their crackling fire against the Conqueror's shields. They sparked with unnatural fire, glowing as bright as Terra's own sun, and burst with a brutal lack of ceremony. The Conqueror dived on, heedless, uncaring. It rammed one alien vessel aside, crashing into it amidships and sending the shattered hulk spinning away into the void. The raider vented air in a long, final breath and spilled its crew into space as though they were drops of blood running from a wound. Still, the Conqueror died. Its armor earned new scars, new burns, new injuries, carved along the dense plating by the cutting kiss of alien lasers. The enemy flagship was running now. It recognized the warship's intent, not to fight off the entire fleet, but to ignore the lesser craft in favor of crippling the only one that truly mattered. With impossible agility, the Eldar cruiser banked and rolled away again, boosting away from its bulky pursuer. The Conqueror's engines roared white-hot, wide open, beast mouths screaming into the silence of space. As the warship's immense shadow eclipsed the fleeing raider, Captain Lotara Sarin gripped the armrest of her shuddering throne, and through the smoke streaming across the strategium, she shouted a single command.
Fire the Ursus Claws!
No wide dispersal of fire this time. No attempts to puncture several enemy vessels and separate the boarding forces. The Conqueror fired all eight of its forward arc spears. Every one of them struck home, punching right into the body of the nimble enemy flagship. For a single second, it jerked the Conqueror ahead before the Imperial ship's thrusters asserted their greater, more stubborn strength. Like a bear gripping a wolf, the Conqueror began to pull, to crush, to heave. The immense chains ratcheted back, clanking link by clanking link, hauling the Eldar flagship closer. Boarding pods were already spilling between the ships, pinpricking into the enemy's hull. Lotara heard two voices crackle over the vox. Two brothers, fighting together for the first time.
We are in. The smell of these wretched inhumans is toxic to my senses.
Angron replied with a grunt.
Follow me, brother.